This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Dear respective brothers and sisters, as you have come to know, it is the day of Eid, a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the people with happiness. It is a day of food and drink and a day of enjoyness and happiness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us in hadith that was narrated by Imam Ahmad, that he said, يوم عرفة ويوم النحر وأيام التشريق عيدنا أهل الإسلام هن أيام أكل وشرب. And it came in other narrations, in other hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talked about the day that comes after the Ramadan, which is in correspondence to this day, Eid al-Fitr, that these days are days of enjoyment and also days of happiness. With these days, it is very, very easy for a person to come after Ramadan has finished, and the shaitan gets very, very close to him, and the whispers of the shaitan, they overwhelm him. As this is the time also that the shayateen that were locked up in the month of Ramadan, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, إذا دخل شهر رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النار وسلسلة الشياطين. That when the month of Ramadan comes, the shayateen are locked up, the doors of Jannah are swung open, and the doors of hellfire are slammed shut. These are the times now when the shayateen, they tend to take their paths again into trying to destruct the Muslimin. Brothers and sisters, you find that in the month of Ramadan, two kinds of people. The first type of person, you find that when the month of Ramadan comes, he tries to use the month of Ramadan as a stepping stone to maybe go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to try and change himself. And this person is sincere in trying to actually change how he is and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would be totally wrong for this person that we look down at him and we say that this person only practices in the month of Ramadan. We don't know that if this person is trying to maybe get closer to Allah and to change his life in this blessed month when the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apparent. Then you find the second person, and this is what we want to speak about today. The kind of mentality he comes with, that he's only going to practice in the month of Ramadan. And then as soon as Ramadan finishes, he's going to go back to his filthy ways, whether it was to maybe not pray the salat, not to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carry on doing disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and etc. This is the kind of person that we want to give advice to and maybe notify in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. And it's very, very important, brothers and sisters, that we don't have this kind of mentality. This dangerous mentality that could lead to a person be destructed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran about those people that know. They know that which is wrong and right. They know that they should not be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they shouldn't be on the day of Eid going to shisha bars or going to the nightclubs, or going back to their girlfriends, or whatever they're doing. Maybe in the month of Ramadan they left it off, and then as soon as Ramadan goes, they go back to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this is not part-time al-Islam. Al-Islam is something that is full-time for a person to be doing on a regular basis. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about certain people. And we just want to mention a few ayat. So a person takes heed, and he's not absent-minded as soon as Ramadan finishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Akhir Surah At-Taha about those people that turn away when the things have been made clear to him. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. The one that turns away from the things that have been made clear to him, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا, this person will have a depressive life. And on يوم القيامة he will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's blind. This person will come while he's blind simply because he turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowingly about the things that were totally wrong, and he went back. How many Muslims do we find today? This is the day when you find that the shisha bars are filled with the Muslimin. Our own brothers and sisters. We're not trying to push anyone down to speak negatively about him, but this is the reality. We were all in the stages of youth. We know what takes place. The nightclubs are filled with Muslims. There's maybe more Muslims in the nightclubs, especially on a Friday night, than the kuffar. This is used as a day of celebration. But is there a celebration that is considered to be by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a correct type of celebration? Or is there a type which is totally haram? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says about this individual, look what he's going to say. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, why have you brought me blind? And I used to be in this dunya someone that was able to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Our ayat, the proofs and evidences came to you. You knew that which was wrong and which was right. Just like we have in this kind of scenario. We stay away from it in the month of Ramadan because we know it is wrong. And then as soon as Ramadan finishes, we go back to our filthy bad ways. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Just like you left off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that time, today you're going to be left off. Brothers and sisters, it's important that we take heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another ayah, وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَى وَنَظَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And we will flip their mouths and also the eyes. Something they used to see as to be correct, they are going to be swimming in blindness. Why? Because they turned away. They begin to follow their desires, and then they become enslaved to it. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, ثلاثة من المهلكات, three things that will destruct a person. From the things that he mentioned, هوى متبع, when a person becomes enslaved to his desire. Brothers and sisters, take heed. Do not be from those that the people speak about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, أنتم شهداء الناس على الأرض, you are the witnesses of the people upon the earth. Do not be from those that had this kind of mentality, and then he came on the day of Eid and he done ma'asi, thinking that Ramadan is over, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your soul at that very moment. There's many, many examples that we hear about of how people that one time he did something and he died in that very moment. Imagine a person is jumping up and down in the club, or he's gone back to his cigarettes or his alcohol, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his hold there and then. And he dies while he has ma'siyah amongst himself, or he's doing something haram, or he's thinking to himself, khalas, Ramadan is over, let me carry on speaking about that guy. Let me carry on backbiting. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Just very briefly and very, very quickly, another important thing, brothers and sisters, that we need to think about is the issue of complacency. being complacent to which we already have. Someone might come and he might say to himself after the shaitan's whispered in his ear, I've stood up on the Laylatul Qadr, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الشَّهْرَ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. There's a day in this month that has come to you that is better than 1,000 months. Someone might think to himself, I stood on Laylatul Qadr, which is equivalent to 1,000 months. And think to himself, خلاص, I'm sorted for the rest of the year. I don't need to do much. I've been practicing. It's equivalent to 1,000 months. I'm sorted for maybe another few years. Brothers and sisters, this is also another whisper from the shaitan. Another doubt that the shaitan brings to the people. Rather, the sahaba, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were on their toes. This thing of complacency wasn't there. Rather, they used to be fearful from themselves. Umar ibn al-Khattab. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Umar ibn al-Khattab, مَا سَلَكَ شَيْطَانٌ سَالِكًا فَجَّ إِلَّا سَلَكَ فَجٍ غَيْرُ فَجِّكَ. Never does a shaytan take a road except that he takes a road other than the road that you take. This Umar ibn al-Khattab, the shaytan used to be scared of him. And at the same time, he fears for himself. He goes to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yamani. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yamani was from those who knew the secrets of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was a time where the Prophet disclosed some information to him. He told him who the munafiqun were. Umar ibn al-Khattab goes running to Hudhayfa and he says to him, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mention me from amongst the munafiqeen? He wasn't complacent. He never said, khalas, I'm the Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm one of the best of the Sahaba. Khalas, I'm sorted. Rather, they stayed on their toes. There's another narration. When Umar ibn al-Khattab gave a dirham, So his son said to him, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْكَ يَا أَبَتَا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you, O father. So Umar ibn al-Khattab said, if only I knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted one sajda, it would have been beloved to me than anything in this dunya. This is Umar ibn al-Khattab. Brothers and sisters, do not become complacent. Fear for your ending, of how you might end. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat, for hidayah. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. None of us are safe. You might see ourselves in the masajid today. Tomorrow we go out and we become deviated. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَخْتِمُ بِهَذَا. And I'm going to conclude by this. إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ بَيْنَ أُصْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنْ شَاءً يُقِيمَهُ أَقَامُ وَإِنْ شَاءً يُزِيقُهُ أَزَّاقَ. That the hearts are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wishes, He will divert it away to becoming misguided. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will guide it. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begging Allah azza wa jal, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ لِعِبَادِكَ فِتْنَةً فَاخْبُضْنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرُ مَفْتُونَ. If you want any fitna for me, then take me while I am not corrupted or infatuated. How can we be safe when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Imam al-Tawheed, is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The individual, the Prophet that destroyed the Asnam, broke it, he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, prevent me and my offspring from worshipping the Asnam. Brothers and sisters, take heed and do not be from those who just use Ramadan as if it is some sort of way that we just go past and we don't actually use it as a stepping stone to change. This is not a sincere tawbah. That if a person wants to just carry on with his bad ways after the month of Ramadan, this is not a sincere tawbah. Rather, this is لُعْبَ بِدِينِ اللَّهِ. This is playing around with the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Eid a very blessed Eid and to keep us firm, to make us from those that are firm until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and also yourselves the صالح الأعمال, the good actions. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.